Dear Chicago. Don't say. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is March 31st,
2011. And this is show 344.
Yes. All right. So, y'all, we have been spending probably the last hour and a half
working
on, you know, because we're wanting to change up the website. So, we have our friend Kevin here that's a big website developer person. And he's like fancy and junk and knows how to use the computer.
Super good.
So we've been talking with him about that. And then we just had a moment of confusion and nervousness because our shit wasn't working right.
We're going to have another bad show.
Of course, I hope this sounds a lot better than the last show or the last two shows because we had issues.
Mm-hmm.
Name's James LeRoy.
You need to shut your mouth.
Wait, you're always telling me to open my mouth.
No, this time you need to shut your mouth.
You need to shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
I don't know. I'm sure you guys can hear that, how awesome I sound right now.
Yeah, so the last show, I was like shit. Right. Now this show, Ricky's like shit.
He gave me the shit. So yeah, we're working on the website. We're going to be changing that around here soon. And
oh, Ricky's reading an email, by the way.
Look.
Nice.
Hello, what? We're working on the website. We're going to be doing a bunch of changes to it. It's going to look fancy and stuff, and I can't wait to get that out to you guys. It'll be a while before it's actually out.
It'll probably be like a month or so.
Yeah. So look forward to that, and so let's see what else. I'm sick and I'm sorry if I sound like shit and I'm sorry if the last show was annoying. Believe me, when we were listening to
when we first heard it, we were just like, fuck.
We were in the car and we heard it over the speakers. Well, this is the thing. James started playing it and I was like, oh no, there's something wrong. I was like, did you do this and this and this on the recording or on GarageBand? And he's like, yeah, I did all that. And then the more I listened, I'm like, fuck, we recorded through the internal microphone of the computer instead of our actual computers.
Instead of the mics.
Me. Because I knew there was something up when you texted me and said, the music that you played on your computer isn't on, you know, it's not working. And I was like,
I'll have to say, as I spent maybe an hour on each show editing it.
Because it was fucked up. We said a lot of things we weren't supposed to, and
hence why it's called.
And when I say we,
and oh my god, my ears.
Mostly me,
because you need to learn not to speak.
Right. We adjusted some sound levels here, so hopefully it works out. James is a little bit lower than I am. I put mine up a little bit higher.
I get a little low.
Low, 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 low. So
I do want to apologize for past episodes where my laugh is unbearable and bleeding.
We're working
on
that.
I just like to laugh, y'all.
We're working on it. So we're going to start out with kind of a serious subject.
Hashtag serious.
Hashtag so serious. So I really haven't discussed this in the past 2 weeks. What's that?
Someone's damn car alarm.
That thing has been going off all day long.
Ew.
Ugh, sorry. I promise I don't smoke. And what it tastes like? Snot.
Snot. Pringles.
And Pringles, yeah. So we had a couple weeks ago, my mom contacted me and said that my stepdad was going in for a biopsy because they think that he may have throat cancer. So that day came, they did the biopsy, and come to find out that he does have throat cancer, and they are more than likely or will be removing his voice box. So my mom's really stressed, and of course I can understand why, but the more serious part about the situation is they don't give him too much longer to live. Like they project him a year after the surgery, and then if he lives after that year, then he has a 47% chance of living up to 5 years after that. So right now I'm kind of stressed over that because I can't be there for my mom, and I know she's really upset. So I want you guys, if you can, send out some positive vibes for her and my stepdad, and you know, we'll go from there. I know that, you know, sometimes we joke about cancer and diseases and stuff like that, you know, and I don't want to take away from that, but on a serious side note, that is happening in my family, and I want you guys to keep them in your thoughts.
Word.
So that's all the serious stuff for right now.
All getting serious up in here. I'm about to cry.
I'll give you guys more details as I find out more information. Or if you don't want to know about it, then let me know. Yeah. I won't share it. But I think most people are, they like to keep up with me. So, yeah. Or keep up with us.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
The Kardashians. I like to keep up with their big booty.
Speaking of things that you don't like, or whatever the case may be, I know that the show is not for everybody, and you know, we kind of have to remind people that the show is not for everybody. Sometimes we do offend people, sometimes we don't talk about enough stuff, sometimes the show is shitty and it sounds like shit, like the past two episodes. But I want you all to remember that anytime that you have a problem or you feel that, you know, there's an issue with the show or something's changed, you don't like it,
talk to us.
Yeah.
Let
just
us know.
Shoot us an email and we'll get back with you. And if we can, we'll make it better. And if we can't make it better, then we'll discuss why and we'll go from there.
And try to move.
And try to move forward. We've done it before. And I think you guys have been listening long enough to know that I'm a pretty open person. And, you know, I'm open to suggestion and I'm really not, I don't stick the things really, you know, a lot, especially when it comes to the show, because you guys know I'm totally random. So I always want to know feedback, what you do and don't like. If we offend you, let us know. If you don't think, or if you're a person that's like, well, that fucking person has no right to say anything because da-da-da-da, well, send us your feedback and we'll let you know.
Right. Because we can't improve without your criticism and feedback.
Correct. And that's all I have to say about that. Mm-hmm. So, again, thank you all for listening, and you guys are very important to me and have always been for the past 5 years. And by the way, April 28th is the 5-year anniversary.
In the next couple days.
Yeah. In the next couple days. that'll be the 5-year anniversary, and I can't believe you guys have been around that long. So,
God, you're old.
I know, right?
I'm not.
You're not. Oh, my God. That means I have been doing this show since you were, like, 14.
8.
8.
8.
Vipers.
So, what we got on the list next?
You want to talk about with hanging with Big D?
We could do that for a second, but one of the good things is that James has suggested is that we write down what we're going to talk about, and I kind of like this idea.
I keep ricking chick.
Right. I kind of like this idea, even though I'm not used to it. I am open to change.
When it's time to change.
So this past Tuesday, I had tweeted a couple times that I'd met this guy that, you know, really liked, you know, we went out to lunch and he was cute. And, I think I talked about him on the show a little bit last
week. You did.
So Tuesday we had our little get together. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had our little get together and as you all know, he loves Mariah Carey just as much as I do, which I find amazing.
How's the movie?
It was excellent. He loved it. We didn't watch it until the next morning. So, what?
I don't know.
So he got here around 8:30, and so from 8:30 to about 1:30, all we did was listen to Mariah Carey music and watch Mariah Carey videos and drink.
Sounds like fun.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we started sharing each other's music and stuff like that.
I'm glad you have friends that you can do that with besides right. me.
Well, you know, not everyone can come up to me and say, oh my God, I love Mariah Carey just as much as you do. Because I don't think people understand how much I love her.
You do not understand that he has her silhouette tattooed on his ass.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. but he was nice and we had a good time and he's cute, so well, I might talk with him some a little bit more. But the thing, this is the thing, I never told him that I had a podcast because I did not want that to come into the conversation.
Yeah.
Because when I meet new people, if I don't necessarily want to tell them right away that I have a podcast. It's different when you're in a bar or you're drinking or something.
Right.
But if you're going out to have lunch with someone.
Or it's more of an intimate
story. Yeah. You don't want to say, you know what? I have a podcast and I don't want them to prejudge me.
Rude.
But the good thing is that I don't even think he remembers the name of it. But when he walked into the house or into the apartment, he was like, what's all this stuff? I'm like, it's, you know, just computer stuff. He was like, well, what do you need microphones and a mixer for? Because he's, you know, he's like a DJ.
And I was totally like, you should totally say, I like to record myself singing Mariah Carey
right.
songs.
Right. That's what I should say. We can record us both singing Mariah Carey songs. Hey. and then I told him, oh, I have a podcast. He's like, oh, you didn't tell me that. I'm like, oh, I thought I did. I'm sorry.
My bad.
So, yeah. That's that. And Kevin's working away over in the living room on our website stuff, maybe.
Holler.
He's doing something. Porn. He's like, I'm bored. I'm ready to go home. But you're doing a live cock. Yeah, you're doing a live cock over here. Hey, Kevin, come here for a second.
Come here.
So Kevin and I have been friends ever since I lived in Florida. So what was that? How long ago was that? 5 years?
Four and a half. I've been here... 4 years in May.
So. Oh, okay. So, and how long was it before you moved, before we knew each other?
Oh, 6 months.
Okay. So, the story of Kevin and I last year when I came here for my birthday, we were all at Big Chick? No. We went to Big Chick's, and then we went to... Touche?
No, Hamburger Mary's, Big Chick's, Touche.
But no, I met you at Jackhammer, right?
We didn't go to Touche. No,
yeah, we did, because I didn't say that one.
We went to Touche the other night when it wasn't your birthday. Because when we came home, we were drunk and we ran into the priest.
Oh, yeah. And that's the night I met you, that Jackhammer.
Yeah.
No, we met at Touche.
Oh, so Touche. It was a different night. Which,
we were at Touche and Jackhammer, but that's we were the night at Touche.
Oh, okay, and that's the night we met the freaky priest that was molested us.
Yes, that was the day after your birthday.
So I knew that Kevin moved, but I don't necessarily... I knew that you lived in Chicago, but we weren't on talking terms. We didn't talk that much.
Yeah.
So I was all, like, fucked up drunk, and...
When are you not?
I know. But there's another story from last week that we'll get there.
Oh.
It's no wonder I'm sick. Anyway, I think I was dancing, maybe?
No, you're just standing.
I was just chilling.
You're talking.
And then I feel somebody, you know, poke me on the shoulder and be like, excuse me, sir, don't I know you? And I turn around and it's Kevin. I was like, oh my God, hey! So that was kind of cool. But
I'm famous.
Is there anything you want to tell anybody?
No.
No?
No.
You want to tell them how awesome you are and how awesome our website's going to be?
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to rock.
It's going to rock your cocks.
Rock cocks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Kevin likes big boys. I just wanted to say that.
Just saying.
But he has somebody he's talking to. So.
Hands off.
All right, more design. Back to work.
All right.
Get back to work, slave.
Thanks for visiting.
Thank you.
Yes, go do your free work while you're on your chains.
Thanks, Kevin. Love you, mean it.
So Kevin and I, or Kevin started this thing. Actually, we were talking. I don't know if we talked about this on the show yet. I don't know. I'll get a little bit further, and then you can say yes. So Kevin and I were on the bus one day, and this bigger woman gets on the bus, but she kind of looks homely, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So I'm just sitting there, and I'm, like, looking forward, and then Kevin leans over to me and goes, be nice. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, he goes, that buddy that just walked on the bus. I'm like, I wasn't even going to say anything. He was like, okay, whatever. So now anytime that one of us has catty to say, we always look to the other one and go, be nice. But then Kevin and I were talking one day, and like, I think it kind of aggravates him. Like when I'm like, oh God, I'm so fat. I'm a fat cow. Blah, 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 you know, he goes, you know what? Or we were talking about it, and he's like, you need to end that as a positive statement. So you can say you're all fat and whatever you want to say, but the next thing you need to say is, I'm working on it. So one day I said something. I was talking about somebody I saw on the street or whatever, and I was like, be nice. And then he turned around and goes, working on it.
Oh my God.
Oh.
You got bronchitis.
I got the bronchitis.
You got the bronchies.
I don't feel sick.
I
coughed.
I don't know. You look pale. Wait, that's normal.
That's normal. Kevin said, he goes, when you first got here, you were kind of tan, and now you're just like white as shit. And I'm like, what? I was tan?
That's what happens in Chicago.
I was like, well, I was down at the Keys for like 3 or 4 days before I came here, so that probably helped.
Olive.
And it's supposed to snow tonight. Snow showers.
Get your snow on.
Get my snow on.
I'm tired.
Get your snow on.
It's like that first like week of December. You're like, oh yeah, bring the snow, bring it. Uh-huh. And then after like December 25th, you're like, fuck this. Christmas is over. I'm done with snow. Get it the fuck out. And then you wait like 2 months for spring to show up, and you're like,
I heard people talking about, oh, it don't get super warm until the beginning of June.
No, May is nice. It's not bad. And April's nice too, but it's like March is that flip flop. It's like last year, this time it was warm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
See, I'm trying to wear shorts like now.
And this is why it's a cold.
Right. Actually, today, Florida had severe thunderstorms and there was tornadoes in Lakeland in the surrounding area. And I guess a really bad storm or a tornado hit the Lakeland airport there. And right now, this week, they have this thing going on called Sun and Fun. So all these people from around the world come to this location with their planes and stuff like that. And they show them off and all that stuff.
Gay. Well,
apparently one of the buildings fell and there was 70 people trapped in it. So I don't know, like, if people died or what. So it was serious. Hashtag so serious.
Oh.
Not laughing, but, you know, hope everyone's fine. So what else we got? What else we got on the list?
So CTA stories. Mm,
we get them every day.
We get them every day. Well,
so
you want to tell the shooting and I'll tell the falling?
Go ahead first. I've been talking a lot.
Okay. Well, there's a big old rise in theft and whatnot on the CTA, I guess. And I guess, like, a lot of people...
Like, straight eye in the public.
Yeah.
No shame.
During rush hour, no worries. I guess pretty much what's going on is that people are just going up and snagging people's iPhones and whatnot and running when the doors are open and then they leave. So, I guess there's this down on the Fullerton stop, which is, you know... It's a big stop. There's three trains that run into it. And
the brown line, the red line, and the blue line. No.
There you go. Yeah. No, not the blue line.
Orange.
Nope. Red, brown,
brown, purple.
Red, brown, and purple.
Yeah.
Yep. You're learning.
I'm learning, y'all.
Yay.
Yay.
And I guess what happened was somebody was running down the stairs like that after they stole something from someone, and they knocked this 68-year-old woman down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she fell down the stairs and died the next day.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So now he's
horrible.
The person, and they still don't know who did it, but no. When I was at the Fullerton stop last night, there was still police officers there. Like, they were scouting it out.
Oh, I'm sure.
So,
I'm not a fucking better know.
Mm-hmm. And what I found interesting about the article, did you read that in the Red Eye?
Mm-hmm.
The girl whose phone was stolen, she actually went to the hospital to visit the lady because she felt responsible for what happened.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it said in the article.
That's horrible.
So, and these stairs are kind of steep. There's a lot of them, and
there's
metal.
Also cement, and there's metal on the tip of them. So that
she was almost 70. So
yeah,
I don't know. I hope that guy feels like an asshole.
He better.
They'll find him, especially if he sells the phone or starts using it.
Right.
So they'll find him.
Rude. So yeah, lesson learned.
So I will not have my phone out.
Do not put your phone out.
You better put your phone away.
Yeah, put your phone away.
There's James has taught me two things. Never have your phone out at the door, at the bus or the train, if you're like near the entrance, because that's where people like punch you and then take your shit.
Yep.
Which I've also learned that if I have my bag with me, I wrap it like around my legs.
Yep.
When I'm sitting there.
You hold it with a death grip. You're like,
oh, yeah.
This is more.
And I will not fall asleep. No. I will not even close my eyes.
No,
no.
No, I will not.
But now I will not have my phone out when I'm walking down the stairs either.
Heck no.
So I'm still pretty cautious of that anyway. I'm still looking around and seeing if people are looking at me weird. Because last night when I was at the Fullerton stop, there was a guy like checking it out while I was like on the phone. And then he started getting closer to me. And I was like, front pocket.
You're not looking at my porn.
So, but anyway, yes, I think the same day that that happened down on the south side where the numbered streets are. And we know what happens in the numbered streets.
Death.
Death. apparently there was a shootout and the people that were shot at ran their Dodge Intrepid
you got
into
your details.
A CTA bus, which then like kind of flipped or something, and then 11 people were hurt and people had to like find cover in a restaurant. Like all the restaurant was like shot out and all this stuff.
Jesus.
And they like pulled out like automatic weapons, like
what?
Like, yeah, like they were going that fast. And then they got away. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay, first of all, why do you have to have a gun like that? You can't just use like a regular pistol.
I like to go hunting.
I guess so. But are you killing 14 deer at one time?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I guess if you are, then I guess you're allowed to have that shit.
Fun fact, I've never held a gun before.
I have. I've shot guns. My dad was a hunter.
Except if you count my penis.
Oh, bam. No. Boom, 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 boom.
Square.
What's the time?
We're at 23.
23, okay. We're doing good. So we have a phone call. You want to do the phone call and we'll do the rest in the next show?
Yeah.
Totally should. Or do you want to do one more? And let's talk about Friday.
Friday.
So Friday, Bill, myself,
and Roger,
and
me,
you, we all went out to eat.
It was all four of us.
Yeah, and I was like all freaked out because we were going to go see Sucker Punch, and we had already purchased the tickets.
Yes, I did.
For the show, which was at 8:30.
Okay, here's time.
And this is me freaking out.
This is time frame. I think it was like, what was it, maybe 6:45 when you showed up at Bill's?
Uh-huh.
And then we left and we were going to go pick up Roger. And then that took forever because
we couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. We were going up one-way streets.
Yeah. The
streets.
Wrong way. Oh, shit.
Streets.
We got streets. Mm-hmm.
This
is also when we found out we fucked up on the show. When we were in the car and we're just like,
I was pissed. I was mad.
I was upset. There was a whole half of the car. We're like, no, sir. Yeah. So we know we, what happened? Oh, so we finally picked up Roger and then we headed up to Evanston and we got there to, Chili's, which is right next door. Well, this was probably maybe 7:30 when we were arriving at Chili's.
Right.
And this is Ricky. Are we going to find a seat? Oh my gosh. Are we going to have enough time?
I'm like, what's the wait time?
What's the wait time? What's going on? I don't know. And I'm like, Ricky, calm down. We'll be fine.
Because, all right, in Florida, it's always busy. There's always people everywhere. And you always get to the movies like 30 or 40 minutes ahead because
that would be this during the summer. Because it's wintertime, people hibernate more.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, you get to the movies early because I have a specific seat that I like to sit in, which I did not get to sit in because we weren't there on time.
Well, let's see. Three anyway. People wanted to sit on the aisle.
I'm Ricky. I'll go sit in the center.
Okay, go and sit in the center.
Okay. I don't want to go sit alone.
Rude.
That's how Ricky sounds, by the way.
So go ahead.
So then we sat down, we ate, we got our Foursquare on and got a free appetizer.
It was good.
Mm, it was good.
It was real good.
And then this weird waitress came up and was like, Roger, hi.
Right.
How are you?
At first, I thought she had us confused with someone else.
So did I.
She's special.
There's that. But then I thought, maybe she's giving the other waitress a break, and she's trying to introduce herself, and she's doing it in a really weird way.
But apparently, Roger goes there enough.
He's a frequenter.
He probably has, like, a punch card there or something.
He would be the mayor, except the bartender got fired.
Mom, underage serving. Busted. That's what happens.
Well, there you go.
We totally skipped over Thursday, which that's the big incident, but we'll talk about that on the next show. The big incident on the next show of Foul Monkeys 345.
Big drunk incident.
So we saw Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
And I was surprised that I liked it so much.
Here's the thing. I've seen a lot of people that are just like, oh, it sucked. It was bad, blah, blah, whatever. It was all these hoochies up in these little Chinese, little Japanese schoolgirl outfits. And I'm like, no, there was more to it. And I thought it was fun.
Yeah, like, I think that
it's not
visually, it was good.
Exactly. It's a movie you want to go see at the theater because when you take it at home, you're just like, unless you have a fucking huge TV.
Right.
Ricky.
What?
How big is that TV that's in your bedroom?
50 inches.
I wonder how wide that room is. 70.
70.
You have to be over in the next apartment, next door, to be able to watch it. Okay.
So, but another good thing about the movie was the soundtrack was really good. Yeah. I was surprised that it was that good. I'm not like a sci-fi comic book kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the extent of that is like X-Men. That's about as far as I go. So.
And it's just because you want to see Hugh Jackman.
Well, yeah. I want to see Hugh checking it. Really? That laugh?
I can't breathe.
Don't get me laughing because I will cough like a motherfucker.
Okay, sorry. This is serious.
That spike.
Overmodulation.
Spike.
But it's a very good movie and you guys should see it.
And listen to the soundtrack.
Yes. And we're probably good. We probably need to go and do the next stuff.
We'll do the next show. We got plenty to talk about.
Last Thursday.
We'll talk about Thursday. Mm-hmm. We got stuff from Drummer Sticks coming up in here.
We shall do. We got plans for next weekend.
Plans that happened last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Scary shit.
All right. So give us a call at 206-984-3685. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or
email me at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can follow me on Twitter as foulmonkeys.
And follow me as jamesleroyfm.
Make sure you listen or go check out our Facebook page, the Foul Monkeys fan book page. Do I say that right?
Facebook fan page.
That's why we need to do a recording outer. I was never good at this.
We'll do that next.
Julian was really good at it. And then...
Oh, don't forget our Tumblr.
Tumblr.com. Yeah, we're working on that. And
we're going to have some good shit up there.
James is showing me what I need to do to get it to work. So,
I'm no more than a pretty face. I'm more than a dartboard that you can shoot.
Well, you are doing the show. And like
I am
the last
the show.
Two shows, he only had a problem because the intro wasn't working. Everything else he did on his... Oh, fuck.
Wow.
I totally wasn't expecting that. It just, like, came out.
Holy shit. Okay.
So. Oh, excuse me. You don't have to cut any of that out. It'll be fine. They like that.
They like it uncut.
Mm-hmm.
They're uncut souls.
They shall do.
All right.
And what was I saying?
Where'd you have in the outro?
Yeah, we'll record that one day. Anyway, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Have a good week. Bye. Bye. How about Chicago? I could be there.